meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Woo.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on vacation.
Yeah. Steve-O and Chris Pontius are not here.
But parts of them have been left behind. Were you aware of what happened?
No.
They peed and pooed and spat all over the place in various offices and things.
Really?
Yeah, good
not
times.
Number two.
Number two? Oh, Nicole told not me number two.
Number one
and spitting.
Number one. And
sure
spitting.
That was spit?
How do you... How do you know they spat?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean,
these
how
guys
do you
are capable
know?
Of
I mean,
anything.
What you just loogie on that?
I guess.
All right. She being...
Lauren.
Okay. Drew, radio. He likes to point at the window, so she was telling me. All right. Well, good times. They're gone. So, I'm just...
Relieved.
Oh. So, I don't know what to do, you know. I guess they're going crazy like that.
Well, you know what to do. They are saying things that are dangerous and attacking.
Well, I don't know if they're saying things that are dangerous.
No one can get over addiction. How dare you mislead people to think that?
So. Question is, can you get killed walking across the street? And yes, you can. So just keep sucking.
Yeah, see?
Gotta keep sucking. Keep on sucking. All right. Speaking of sucking, saw that Van Helsing today.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little over the top. I thought.
Troy.
A little too much. Ooh.
Sucked.
Big thumbs down for the Troy from Dr.
Yeah,
Drew.
Really, it was so... The
3 hours of what?
3 hours of fastidious care with the detail, the scenery, and then they plopped a bunch of... They could have taken kids off Huntington Beach surf contest, just plopped them in there and said, okay, here are your lines.
Really?
I mean, distractingly modern looking, sounding...
They need like a Kenneth Branagh in the bunch, instead they got Spicoli.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it is true.
It's a huge disappointment for me.
You get a bunch of hot-looking 22-year-olds. You're just not, you know, they don't just exude ancient Greece.
I want to know how many of them read the Iliad.
Huh?
If any.
Oh.
And how many of them spent a couple minutes thinking about what happened in that period. These were primitive societies, and we've got, literally, I thought Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were going to step into the scene any moment.
Really?
It was that kind of affected, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
All right. It was like spoofing epic films from the
70s. That's what.
Really?
God bless you. That's what I thought too.
So it's sucking. I mean, it's
got all these great reviews. I can't believe it. It's probably the sheer sort of
magnitude of the thing.
Yeah, the sheer
it's epic.
Size of it. Yeah, it's beautiful. You know.
Yeah.
Cinematography.
I mean, you know, I'm always wondering. I was watching Van Helsing tonight, and
by the way, thank you for supporting my film, though, Adam. I appreciate that, and reading my book too. While you're
yeah,
it's good. Book and a movie. I know you've been busy last year. I know. It's all right. It's a good
I was going to go out and catch New York Minute, and then the reviews came in, Drew, and I couldn't get past them.
Don't you? You have nephews. They'll love it. Take them.
Really? No.
Yes.
My nephews are like 5 and 6. They don't like. No. They don't know. But just trust me. My sister doesn't know what you know. She calls Comedy Central the comedy. You know, the comedies channel.
Yeah.
She asked me the other day what station ABC was. Mm. And this is a woman who's 40 years old who grew up in the city.
Los Angeles.
I mean, you've been watching Channel 7 her whole life.
It's just,
I'm telling these kids they spend half their time in Germany. They don't know who these kids are. Yeah. They probably get in. They're a little too young. They need a couple more years, I'd say.
Right.
Well, that come out on DVD.
Right. Anyway, you were Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah. No, just...
over the top. My sons loved it.
But a good 20 minutes too long of just layer upon layer upon layer. And, you know, I've been noticing this a trend in movies lately that they just... You think they're over and they keep going. You think they've wrapped it up, they keep going. And, you know, I just think to myself, look, it's got to be $1 million every 3.5 minutes that are going on the screen. Maybe every minute and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Maybe it's 40 seconds, especially when it's the crazy over-the-top CGI fight stuff, choreographed, whatever.
Yep.
Here's what it's really doing. It's saying, I want to spend an extra $35 million, and I'm going to get a slightly worse film product out of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
on a lot of these films,
make sense,
I don't understand
it's like anything else when you push.
Right. It's like a first date where you're really going to impress.
On the other hand, you should have seen Mean Girls, which I still stand by. A great
All
film.
Right. I'll
great
go film. Do that. Well, I just wanted I wanted
so
to
clever.
Be I wanted to be swept away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go.
I got swept away. All right. I don't understand the economics of it.
I know.
You got a movie, it costs $120 million. It would be better at $70
million. Mm-hmm.
Pirates of the Caribbean, same thing. Just the extra 22 minutes, unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Just took an extra lap or two.
You're right.
It was done.
Right. You're right.
And there's a part when you're watching a movie, when you're feeling like it's about done, when it goes on for another 20 minutes, you get angry.
Yeah.
At the movie. You feel like you've been screwed around. It's like when you order something off a menu and then the waitress comes back and goes, no, you know what? We're out of that. You're like, there's this weird sort of visceral anger you feel.
You must attempt to sort of trump the next guy. We're going to be more spectacular than fill in the blank.
Don't understand it. Kill Bill 2 could have had 20 minutes lopped off the,
really?
The end of that.
Oh, that's
the whole film.
Well,
go see Mean Girls, though, Corolla. You like Election. Go see this film.
I will.
And it's clever. It's
I'm
accurate.
Do it.
It's well done.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm waiting until Lindsay Lohan makes it to 18 because...
Then she's coming up here on this show.
I may have myself on in the theater.
But you wait till you're... You
wait till she's 18, even if she was...
Even you have scruples. That's nice to hear.
Even if she was being filmed at 17.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a few more days.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We ready to rock here?
Yeah.
Kill Bill was good, and Kill Bill 2, and it moved along, and everything was fine. Yeah, they could have trimmed a little fat. But then it got to the last, like, 22 minutes, and it just could have been lopped off almost completely.
Right.
All right. Jamie?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, first off, I love your show. I listen to it, like, every time it's on.
Thanks,
it's
baby
really
doll.
Cool.
All right.
Well, see, for the past, like, 3 years, me and my cousin, which is very weird, like, have oral and stuff, you know, but we try to tell each other we're going to quit, but then we just do it again.
This is your first cousin?
First or second, I can't remember.
And you're doing something to him or to each other?
To each other.
To each other.
How old were you when this got going?
Probably 12, 13.
And how old was he at that time?
About 15.
Yeah, it's not so good.
Well, 13, 15, so that's a gap there. Now he's 18, right?
Almost. He'll be 18 soon, but he's 17 right now.
Yeah, someone's got a birthday present coming. all right, let me try to figure this out.
Let me look at the laws here to see if he's breaking the law.
You guys, now, it's I don't know why it's important to me to figure out whether it's your first cousin or your second cousin.
I know, why is that important? This guy's an a-hole, and he's taking advantage of
I know. I know. How often do you see the guy?
Not very often anymore.
Wait
really.
A minute. I didn't hear that. How often do you see him?
Not very often anymore.
16 in Indiana's age of consent. She's coming from Indiana.
How often? Once a year? Twice a year?
A couple times. Every time, pretty much, I see him. Pretty much.
Oh, wait, every time you see him, she sees him, Adam.
She's saying she gives him a BJ now, but all right, I'm gonna
punish or no? No, it's not worth it.
It's just everyone, please, just answer the goddamn questions. I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth. I will. I swear to Christ, I'll kill myself, and then you're gonna have Stryker in here full time, and I'll have to tell you what that's gonna be like, Jamie.
Yeah.
How often do you see him?
Maybe once a month, sometimes twice.
Okay.
Once a month, sometimes twice. Okay. And he lives in the same neighborhood?
He lives a few cities away.
All right.
Few cities away.
Maybe you guys should just avoid one another.
And by the way, who's getting together so often? I mean, you're in high school now.
Sisters?
He's in high school. Whose parents are what? The phone keeps dropping off.
Your mom or dad related to his mom or dad?
Yeah.
How?
I think it's my first cousin.
My mom is, or my dad is, related to his mom
sister.
And dad. His
my
sisters.
Dad's his sister.
Your dad's
his sister?
Mom's sister.
All right. Okay. So your first cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad's sister.
It's All his right. mom.
All right. And does anyone have... Oh, my God, it's really, it's like some kind of hillbilly Jeopardy we're playing here. Except for instead of
what
you know,
is
2 seconds to chime in, it's like 45 minutes between everything. I'll take cider jugs for 50, Alex. Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. Look, first off, don't do this anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, I wonder if anyone knows about this other than your cousin and yourself. No, they don't. And where do they think you guys are? You think you guys just thick as thieves? Just
go off to the fort?
Going on long walks together and stuff like
by
that?
Yourself?
Yeah.
Why do they leave you guys alone even?
Well, sometimes we like say we're gonna like go and like go bowling or something like that, and we just like go in his car and you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's what you need to know. Your cousin is not a good guy, and he's not in love with you. He's into having sex with you, and that's it.
Even if he was in love with you, it would probably not be a great day.
It would not be a good sign, but I can pretty much guarantee he's not. So think about that. He's what they call using you.
Yeah,
you may be using him. I understand, but he really has no concern for you. This
yes.
isn't going anywhere.
Please stop
this. Is
going
to be a very serious problem for your family.
Yeah.
It's already a concern for you that you're getting off into this stuff so early.
And, yeah. All right, but listen.
Just avoid being alone with him.
But imagine you're a 15-year-old guy. 12. Oh, actually, it's like almost 3 years older than her. Mm. But imagine you have this 13-year-old girl in there who's basically just, she's just putty. I mean, get her to do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just sort of, here, come here, try this, do this, I'll do it to you, hold still, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And just sort of go along with it. It's sort of just, it's like a sort of a robot that, has the fleshy feeling skin on it.
Yeah, that's exactly, unfortunately, the way he sees her. And that's the scary thing about this. It's an amoral situation where somebody's being used as an object.
Mm.
It's a bad time.
All right, no more. Cameron?
Yes?
You're 22?
I'm 22.
What's up?
I had a question about the short-term effects, actually, of different psychedelic drugs, like ecstasy and acid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, two different things. NIDA's National Student Drug Abuse actually has a web-based information system where you can read all about the brain damage from ecstasy.
Mm.
It's equivalent to what we see from people using high amounts of amphetamine. It basically causes free radical formation from neurotransmitters and cuts through emotional centers and memory centers in the brain. So you get depressions and memory problems.
Yeah.
LSD is a little different. LSD can change personality. It has a little more global effect.
That's right.
If you see trailers after fast-moving objects still, those tend to be the people, in my experience, that have persistent depressions and mood problems and panic attacks.
What's up with the X? You don't hear about it as much.
Yeah, because people have been hurt by it.
People slowing down a little with
the
X.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, good times. Hey, Cameron. All right. There you go, buddy. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Claire? Hey, let me tell you, it takes all kinds. Claire, you're 19.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been promising myself I'll take some mushrooms for like the last 13 years.
It's not all that great.
Never get around to it. Not all that great?
No.
You've taken mushrooms, you didn't enjoy them, huh?
I did not.
All right.
I wanted to ask, Adam, are you still affiliated with The Man Show?
No.
You see, I'm watching it right now, and the new hosts suck.
Oh, well, we're not affiliated with The Man Show.
You see, why did you guys leave?
Well, a couple of reasons, although in this town, no one really ever believes that you leave. They always just assume you got fired from
whatever
show business.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy got the opportunity to do a late night show on ABC. And I went with him over to ABC. They gave me a development deal, and I went to go work on Jimmy's show and write on Jimmy's show and support my partner in this very important transition onto late-night television. Yeah, and also, we did 100 Man Show episodes, and that was about enough. I mean, Drew, you know I was tired. I was done doing it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Never stopped complaining, right?
Never.
Right.
Yes, it was a good time being around him.
Yeah.
When the Man Show kicked into gear, and then we had the Crank Anchors bridging the potential peaceful period.
Drew, you've never known me to be upset that something ended.
No, I've never known you to be upset at not working.
Never, right?
Never, never.
There's no
never.
Job. I mean, when we were doing Loveline, it was exciting when it stopped.
Yes,
right?
Yes. You like not working.
I like not doing TV.
Yes.
Nobody likes not doing TV more than me.
Yeah, true.
Radio I like. TV, I don't like. Mm-hmm. All right.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Takes all kinds.
It certainly does. But here's the thing. Here's all I want everyone to know. And Drew, if anything that comes out of my mouth seems false or misleading or you've heard me speak otherwise, please be open.
Exquisitely
and
honest.
Exquisitely honest.
Yes.
I really don't like being on TV that much.
Yes.
Other people say they don't like it, but they...
They do like it.
They do like it. I don't pursue it, per se, at all. And I've never really, for the last 5 or 6 years, been that involved with being on TV. I don't
remember you
things.
From the beginning saying, what I really want to do is write. I don't like being in front of the camera. I want to write. And then it became, I don't want to work.
Yeah.
went from, I don't want to be in front of the camera, to leave me alone. Get me out of here.
Right. I'm not being modest. I just, I'm not that into the television stuff. Claire?
Yes.
All right. So go ahead.
Okay, so about a week ago, I was having sex with my boyfriend, and it started to become less lubricated, and after a while, kind of painful for both of us, and couldn't really understand why until I got home later and realized I had a tampon in, and I don't even know how long it was there, but I'm worried.
Well, it's out now, right?
Yeah, it's out now.
He was wondering why he had a string hanging out of his urethra when he was finished.
No, that's the thing, though.
What the hell's that?
Boy, his urethra went...
I didn't even know I had it in. Like,
it's all right. It happens all the time. You'd be amazed. You'd be amazed how many times we go to do pelvic exams and find something left in there.
Really?
That you didn't know was there. It'd be Adam. If you had a vagina, think about it.
Now, listen.
There'd be like matchbox cars and things
like
that.
If I had a vagina, I would use it to get candy into the movie theater. Like, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to pay $4 for that jumbo Snickers bar. I'm taking it in.
The tampon. I mean, come on. Think how often the tampon would be forgotten up there.
Yeah. Well, for me, you wouldn't even find tampons because I would.
You couldn't get around to that.
I would run out of tampons. Yeah. I would not have tampons. Bar rags. You know, tail. You know, you'd find like a tail from a coonskin hat like that.
Yeah,
you know, just anything, anything that was sort of cylindrical and had some absorption factors to it. Yeah,
I could see you've been trying plugs and things too. Forget the absorption.
Oh yeah,
there'd be cork.
Oh, you'd find duct tape.
Yeah.
I'm sealing it off.
I've had it. Okay, well, listen, having sex with the tampon in by itself is not going to harm anything. As you found out, it can irritate things and can cause vaginitis, bacterial overgrowth. But the real serious problem is it can put you at risk for toxic shock, and that is while you have the tampon in. So you have survived that, and it's unlikely to be an issue at this point. Mm-hmm. So other than irritation and maybe some bacterial overgrowth, it's not something to be concerned about.
Joe.
Hello?
Joe, you're 19.
Yeah.
Why does Joe sound bogus to me already?
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've been with this girl for a year.
Yeah.
You can hear me all right, right?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, I've been having trouble with my phone. But I've been with her for a year.
Yeah, because you got the tape recorder on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah?
She's cheated on me maybe about 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, keep going back with her.
What do you mean by cheated?
Had sex with another guy.
10 different guys?
Most of them were the same guy, five guys total, but one guy she did five times.
Tell me what happened the last time.
The last time she actually did it was with, well, the thing is, she was trying to get this, me and her got together by chance. She was trying to get with another guy at the time me and her met, and I was trying to get back with an ex, and me and her ended up getting together instead. And he's the main, who she was trying to get with is the main one that she's been cheating on me with.
Yeah, okay.
But the last time it happened, she did him and his three friends.
No. Now it's bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We don't believe you, Joe.
But he's abiding by the Geneva Convention, though.
He is.
He is. He said, yeah, it's bogus.
Yeah.
But he...
No.
It's true. It's just... I don't know. It's just that we can tell each other everything.
Oh, really?
I found out the next day about every time it happened.
Of course, she wouldn't want to leave you out of the drama.
Yeah.
But another weird thing is, after every time she did it...
Here we go. Mason jar.
It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
She
says
that she just, like, blacks out when it happens.
All right, hold on.
All right, well, if,
on.
All right, let me answer as though it were true.
No. There's elements of the story that ring true.
Yes.
She was going after another guy when they hooked up. This is the guy. It's a couple things, if this is true. I'm starting to believe him just because it's not interesting enough to be bogus, really.
Yeah.
She's exquisitely chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, the blackout thing means that she's a trauma victim, that she dissociates and she acts out these victimization roles.
Right.
And that she needs to be with this bad guy. And the bad guy she keeps chasing, and she's got you on the bullpen to kind of keep her pieced together while she's chasing the bad guy that never will be available for her. And then she's also, a rape survivor and an incest survivor, and so this guy is taking full advantage of that.
Yeah. All right. Break up with her.
Yeah. Don't do this anymore. Stop. And if you can't stop, then Al-Anon or some codependency.
And don't get anyone pregnant, for Christ's sake. Jane?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My question is, I can't get off unless someone's telling me what to do, or I have to feel like I'm in a rape situation.
In a rape or out of control?
Like, I want to feel like I'm being raped. Like, that's my fantasy, and I can't get off, and that's the only thing I can think about when I'm having sex is I need the person to tell me that I'm getting raped.
I'm a rapist. Have you been raped before?
No, never.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Well, there are most women, and this may not be a very popular opinion, but I would say,
because I want to have physical abuse, too.
You think physical? Yeah. I think most women have some fantasies about that, and not rape, per se, but sort of being...
Swept away.
Well, a little more than that.
Yeah.
You know, a little dominated.
Yeah, yeah. And there is some sort of evolutionary, maybe, sort of pressure for that kind of thing. But even sort of from a psychological standpoint, I think some people feel like the part of themselves that is sexual is bad. And the only way they can experience that part is either if they're sort of in a situation of being disgusting, being bad with another bad person, or not being in control of the situation at all, where you can't blame me, it wasn't really me, it was someone
else
emerged and you were in control of that.
Right. Jane?
Yeah.
Any sexual abuse
or physical abuse
growing up?
No, there was not any sexual or any abuse growing up.
And nobody ever hit you?
No.
No retarded religion rammed up the took eye?
No religion at all, no.
It's because what he's getting is, again, this bad sense of bad self.
Yeah. All right, that's just kind of your thing.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's true. I fantasize about napping when I'm making love.
And masturbating.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, incidentally, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
The real thing.
So good.
Yeah.
So how could you worry about?
No.
No, I mean, you may need a certain kind of guy, and that's you.
Well, does the guy, you're just fantasizing about it, but does the guy need to play along?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Effectively.
No.
Not effectively.
Well, I mean, do you want him to grab a handful of your hair, or do you want him to put a ski mask on and pretend like he's coming through the window?
Pretending to come through the window, like I want to be hurt at the end of it.
You want to be hurt?
Yeah, all right.
No way, there's something going wrong there.
I know. But the phone, nothing's worse than the phone. Okay.
That now we got some attachment problems.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe a little therapy now.
Yeah.
It's one thing to sort of close your eyes and pretend some guy from the cover of a Harlequin romance is torn the buttons on your blouse open.
Right.
It's another thing to have the weirdo with the ski mask.
Well, the Zodiac killer or something coming in. It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
You know, the thing I miss in sitcoms was the confusion thing. Like, they would do this one where they'd go, Harry, you come through the window dressed as the cat burglar, and then the real cat burglar comes through, and she's sitting there, and she's going, Harry, you're not, and he's like a little confused, and she kisses him, and he ends up getting more put off by it.
And scared
by it, and runs out.
And jumps out the window.
Then the guy comes in.
And then they find out the cat burglar, then the radio says, cat burglar loose in the neighborhood, and she hits him with a fire pan.
She hits Harry now.
Frying pan.
That's funny. All right, we're going to take a frying pan in the bedroom. No, frying pan. A better situation with a roller.
Rolling pin.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let me float a sexist theory here, Drew.
Yeah?
I was driving up in the hills today, sitting at a four-way stop sign for a beat, getting ready to turn left, and this broad in a SUV, she was talking on the phone. She just blew, slowed down a beat for the four-way, but just blew right through it. If I'd been turning, we would have locked fenders. And I was thinking, I heard some reports somewhere that women get far more likely to get in car accidents talking on the cell phone than guys are.
That makes sense.
And then I started thinking, I think guys are used to doing more stuff and being sort of being tuned out a little bit and using small portions of their brain for certain things. And then I thought, oh, I wonder why that is. And then I thought, you know, I think in order to be a mom, you have to be able to tune in and focus and be a little more involved.
Yes.
Whereas guy can be sitting there with his kid. He might be thinking about work.
Yes.
There's a good chance a guy's thinking about some sort of anything else. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's how guys' brains are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're constantly somewhere else. Unless they're there, then they go back to where they would have been.
And yet when it comes to actions, the research shows that women can multitask a little better than men.
Really?
Yeah. I've always found that research kind of funny, too, because it's not been my experience, that particularly when it comes to things like driving. And I think that men can do multiple different kinds of tasks simultaneously better than women can do same kinds of tasks.
Hmm.
In other words, women can do, you know, certain actions simultaneously that men would find tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like to focus on one thing at a time.
Oh, they could, like, eat ice cream and yell at you simultaneously?
No, they couldn't. They could eat ice cream and fruit and cheese and clean up and deal with something. But if they were having a conversation,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to just have the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, so I notice women on cell phones when they're driving to be a little more focused on that conversation.
Right.
Same as when they're in the room with you,
right.
And you're trying to sort of, you got one eye on the TV. This is why women are constantly saying to guys, are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Right.
What did I just say?
Right.
Guy never says, what did I just say? Are you listening?
Right.
Never. Partly because we don't care if they're listening or not. It's just the fact that we're engaging in a conversation. But think about that. So, and also, it's something that, it's a quality I think that it would take to be a more focused parent. If you were going to be with the child the lion's share of the time and not throwing the ball, just sort of with the kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yep, yep.
Guys do stuff with their kids, but they're punching a bag
with
them. Well,
that's,
you know,
the very point, is that men, when they go, like when you do therapy with boys, they usually try to do something physical with them. They throw a ball around. Men engage when they are physical. They engage psychologically. Women don't. Women have
right.
to settle down and focus.
Right. That's why they need the cell phones taken away.
There you go.
Alyssa?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been, I guess, quote-unquote, dating this guy for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't held my hand, and we haven't really gotten, like, any intimacy or anything. And I want to ask him, like, why, but I'm really afraid.
What do you mean by dating? What kind of things do you do with
him? Hold on. Is every goddamn phone call screwed up tonight?
I know,
is something up?
Maybe the satellite or something.
All right.
But listen, what do you do with him?
Well, I mean, we go to the movies, we go out to eat, and we just sit and talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when we first started dating, he would look at me and he would, you know, like he's paying attention. And
so nothing physical goes on between you two?
Well, no. Wait a minute. You guys don't have sex?
No.
So
what do you do?
Well, we just hang out, I guess. I mean,
how old is this guy?
Whoa. Yeah, okay. How old is he?
Is he 80? How old is he?
He's 30.
Okay. 30, and you're 21. How'd you meet him?
He's my friend's cousin.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know. Are you guys dating if you're not being intimate, or are you just hanging out?
See, that's what I don't know. I mean, sometimes he seems like he wants to do, like he wants to hold my hand, but he just doesn't.
Hey, Alyssa, something's very wrong here. A 30-year-old should not be
seeming like he wants to hold.
He's not 14. Is there something wrong with him? Is he like delayed in some way? Or
I don't know. I mean,
okay. Listen, why are you dating this guy?
I really like him, and I'm afraid to ask him what's up. I don't
know. No, but I don't even know that you guys are dating. Have you ever kissed him?
No.
Okay. Do you have his phone number? Can we call him?
He is probably asleep.
We can get to the bottom of this. What time does he have to be up in the morning? Does he have to be somewhere?
Yeah, he goes to work.
At what time? What kind of work does he do?
He does, maintenance mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a building.
Mm-hmm. And okay, I don't understand. You're going out on, outings, at least. You're going to the movies. You're going out to eat. You're not holding hands. You're not kissing. Are you a virgin?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Why would you put up with this?
No. But in general, are you depressed? Did something bad happen to you? Did you see a sibling die or something? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm extremely intimidated by guys. Like, if I could get this solved, if I could just ask him. But I can't bring myself to ask him.
Why? Why is that so? Why do you have such phobia about just communicating sort of on a normal social level?
I don't know. I can't bring myself to ask him. I guess I don't know.
You've had boyfriends?
Yeah.
And what happens with those relationships?
Well, they kind of die down. They expect of most of them are just like, okay, we're you know, they're only looking for one thing, and if I don't give it to them, then they just say, okay, bye.
All right. Alyssa sounds exquisitely depressed and has that sort of thing where guys are, you know, they're all this way and they all want that. And if you don't give it to them, then they don't want to be with you. And look, everybody, it doesn't help you at all to do any of that stuff, whether you do guys or you pick religions or you pick ethnicities. It's just saying all of them are this way. No. Lion's share of certain ethnicities, you know, got some bad qualities. But not all of them. That's what I'm saying.
For the guys, all men have a motivational priority. That doesn't mean all men will only date you if.
Yes. Drew, as a former man of exquisite passion.
How dare you?
You had that same motivational priority.
Of course.
But yet, you still could enjoy a relationship.
Yes.
Just as long as at the end of the movie, it was Hump City. That's right. Very passionate, man. Exquisitely passionate. All right, so who the hell knows? Ask the guy.
He could have a psychiatric problem. He could be a schizoid or something. Who knows what's going on?
Alyssa sounds like just depressed, though. But
beaten.
Yeah.
She's like beaten down.
Like a dog that just got hit with the newspaper too many times. You're 21, baby doll. Let's go now. Let's go. Let's get a hand in. Let's break it down now. Hey, gentlemen, that helmet is not a chair. Let's go now, baby. When are you going to see this guy again?
I only see him like maybe once or twice a week because he works so much.
Works so much as a maintenance man?
Why don't you see him? When are you going to see him next?
Probably Saturday.
What are you guys going to do?
I have no idea.
All right, probably you start...
Why are you so beaten down?
What's wrong with you? Where's your dad? What happened?
He's sleeping, I'm not close with him. I guess that's what you're looking for.
It's like Emily Bronte talking to us from a tower. She's held up there.
What's wrong with you and your dad?
He has been a good provider for me. He just has never been emotionally there.
All right, get some therapy. You're a mess. You're very depressed. I mean, at 21. Hey, by the way, here's another thing you need. Get some friends.
That's what I was going to say. Forget the therapy. Just get a social life.
Get some friends, relationships, everybody.
Yeah, so you can call friends and go, hey, what?
Not bother us.
Yeah, what's going on with this guy? What do you think?
And maybe clue you in with somebody else.
My goodness. I'm imagining like Rapunzel, you know, like somebody locked in a tower.
Yeah. Not quite as hot.
No.
Get friends. All you, get some friends. Yeah. Please get some friends.
When did Rapunzel become hot, by the way? It was some girl's got a tower for 12 years. How hot is that person going to be, really?
Oh, you mean when she get good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, her hair's just growing out, right? She let her hair down?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a tower for 10, 12 years.
It's like,
really? That's going to look good?
Yeah, it seems like you just have sores and blackheads.
Yeah.
Up in a tower? Yeah. I didn't know she was up there for 12 years.
Well, long enough to grow her hair to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
From, from the tower top.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to figure the tower's got to be, you know, 4 or 5 stories. That's 40, 50 feet.
Yeah.
Actually, back then, I think they had higher ceilings.
And hair grows 1/4 inch a month.
Yeah.
So do the math.
Well, let's see. 1/4 inch a month, that's about 1.5 inches a year, right?
I mean, right. 3 inches a year, isn't it?
1/4 inch a month.
Pardon. You're right, yeah.
It's about 1.5 inches a year. Totally on mass, fast yeah. with the math, Drew.
Well, 6 months, it's 1.5 inches.
Oh, we were... Uh-oh.
3 inches a year.
I was at eighth inch. All right, Drew.
Yeah, 3 inches
Touché. Oh, well, wait a minute. Yeah, it's 3 inches a year. Told you I was fast with the math. All right, 3 inches a year.
Yeah.
Times, now three, so it's going to take a foot every 3 years, right? Or 4 years.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years, it's going to take a foot.
It's 20 feet is a...
So
it's,
so
a floor?
Yeah, it's no, it's like 40 feet.
40 feet for a floor?
No, it's 40 feet. She's up about a 4-story tower.
Oh, so 160 years then.
160 years?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
She'll be looking good about that time.
Yeah, she's right. She's ready for the picking. All right, what are we doing here, Drew? We're going back to the phone?
We're taking a break.
We're taking a break.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a tip, everybody. I learned this this week. It's nice. I put some flowers in my car.
In your car?
In my car. I forgot to take them out. I was over at Kimmel's show on Friday.
You mean like a vase with flowers? Like
yeah, I was over at Kimmel's show on Friday, and my buddy Tony was over there. So I'm walking out with a thing of flowers. I said, "Where are you going?" He said, they turn them over once a week. They put a new one in on Monday. They put arrangements in.
Just
that's
take
what
them,
you
yeah.
do in the green room. He said, take them, give them to your wife. Yeah. I said, no, all right. Dump the water out. Shoved them in the back of my car. Naturally, I forgot about them.
Naturally.
And once I left them in there for a few days, it's been in there. Every time I get in my car now, though, I go, wow, it says your spring's really kicking in. You know, like, I think something's blooming. And then I go, oh, it's inside the car. And then I realize I'm driving around. It's like a douche commercial.
Nice.
I'm hearing violins when I get in my car.
You're skiing or it's surfing
like
on wheat.
It's like I'm in love when I get in that car. And I just get in the car and I'm like, hey, nice. And I'm driving around and I keep thinking to myself, well, I guess a lot of people, once they make a few bucks, will have an arrangement put into their house like once a week or something like that.
Not in the car,
that's nice. Not in the car.
Think of those little things that dangle from the wind rearview mirror.
Yeah, the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, you are in your car for a long time.
More than your home, probably.
Well, you're in your home for a long time. I don't know where you're in more, but the point is you ain't in that room.
Yeah.
That thing's in the entry. You walk right past it. You go up to the den.
Yeah.
You don't sit. The car's like 5 cubic feet. Like, I got stuff up my ass in that car. Like, mm-hmm. It's right on top of you. I mean, you're... Hey, Drew, you want to get my car?
Not if things go up your ass. Not.
Oh, you give a whiff on our way out.
Okay, all right.
And then you'll say, not a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan. Go down.
The Corolla collection. This is it.
You know the Guatemalan guy who's selling the bunch of roses for $9 on the side of the freeway?
Grab him.
Just grab him and throw him on the dash.
Well, this is it, Adam. You finally made the transition.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's nice.
Yeah, the Fab Five has got a sixth.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's you.
It's not the crappy vanilla that the guy at the car wash wants to put in
the
car.
I understand, but you've made the transition nicely. It's good. You've always wished for it. Here you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
It takes all kinds, Adam.
It really does.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's go now. Let's get
break
it going
it
now.
Break it down. Here we go.
Let's get a hand in now. All right, gentlemen. Let's go now. Grab a knee now. Break it down. Let's get Lisa on the horn. Lisa, 18. What's happening now? Let's go now. Let's get a hand in. Let's break it down.
All right. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm a senior in high school, and one of my best
friends... Senior, soon to graduate!
Yes,
yeah!
Sir.
All right! Going to junior college!
No, sir.
Where are you going?
I don't really want to say.
Uh-oh.
But San Jose State!
It's a good school. It's a good school.
Name of the school, otherwise we hang up on your ass!
I go to Carnegie Mellon University.
Yeah!
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's quite a switch from San Jose.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Pittsburgh, San Jose, same place now. Let's go.
All right, what's up?
One of my best friends is she's dating, I guess, our teacher. Our
slut.
No, yeah. There's no dating a teacher.
Well,
no,
I mean, she's having a relationship with him.
She's being abused by a teacher.
Go for the A.
And I don't know.
You gotta tell somebody at school. You've got to do that.
Gotta drop a dime, become a stoolie, yeah.
But look, it's critical to the safety of your friend and to the other students. This is a bad guy.
Really?
Is it a guy? Yeah, it's a bad guy. This is a guy who has no ethical compass.
Yeah.
Who's taking advantage of his position.
Mr. Horny.
And who is doing something that would be immediate termination.
Yeah.
And the school has a liability here now because they could be sued for this kind of thing.
Is she 18?
Yeah.
18, legal age. Yeah.
No harm, no foul in terms of that issue, but there is an issue in terms of it would be just like a doctor taking advantage of a patient or a boss taking advantage of
Drew's done it many times.
Of an employee. It's not okay for this to go on. Maybe it's not clear to you, Lisa, but for your friend's got some issues with authority and with men, and she needs very firm boundaries established to help her contain some of these things and manage them and sort of work them through. This guy is reenacting something from her past with
her. All right.
All right.
Well, there you go. Takes all
kinds.
Got
to tell somebody. Got to tell if you have a teacher you trust, somebody, administrator, somebody you must tell. A counselor there.
Mm-hmm.
You have responsibility. You have an obligation to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about your friend getting mad at you. Just think about what's right and what's wrong in this situation. You have an obligation to report it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Carnegie Mellon is it's a college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. You know, they always do on, whenever I listen to public radio, they always do a grant from the Carnegie.
Oh, they say it like that?
Institute. Yeah, but they wouldn't call it Carnegie Hall or Carnegie Mellon.
Really?
Wow,
interesting.
Well, you know, the left wing, they like to get slick on you with the pronunciations to make everyone feel stupid. Carnegie. Sarah?
That's funny.
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
And let me just say this. Here's the part. Can we stop screwing around with names?
I've noticed this. Each generation distinguishes itself by distorting inflections and things.
When I was in middle school,
I had a guy talk about nomenclature instead of nomenclature and skeletal instead of skeletal.
Ugh, that's like pompous. Really? I picture all those guys just sort of like Winchester. It's going to be nice to meet the Nards. Yeah. And this is called a sack attack. And just a kneecap right into the... That's how you pronounce that.
It's just the way people distinguish their mark.
I'm just saying, with names, it amazes me that with names, people can do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody, nobody, it's been laden to every guy over 50. They have to keep kicking, or people just kick names around. Like, no one's decided.
No, I think that somebody gets sort of a victimization complex, and so when that particular generation comes of age who had a crappy childhood, they went, well, my ancestor, great-grandpa so-and-so, had his name changed at Ellis Island, and from now on, it's going to be Carnegie.
What about when Barbara Walters can't say Kelly Ripa? She has to say Kelly Ripper over and over again. And Boston Rob has to call his girlfriend Amber Amba. And it's like, I know it's a regional thing. Like, people are like, well, that's a regional thing. That's the person's name. It's not you're not saying Pock or something like that. You know, it's just one thing to do. To me, the name is the guy's name. It's like, what is your name? Well, my name is Kelly Ripper. My name is Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripper? Amba? No, it's Amber. Amba?
Volvo.
Oh, that's what I had to judge. Cannot say it. Had one of my Latin brothers working at the house trying to explain the vice. The bench vice?
The vice.
Vice. It's a vice. You use bench, the, no, I didn't say bench.
Bench
he said,
vice.
He said the vent, yeah, bench vice. Vice? Yeah, the vice. Vice. Yeah, the vice. Bicycle? No, bice. I don't know what a bice is. What's a bice? You talking about the vice? Yes, bice. It's vice.
And then you make him say V.
Now I got to make him say V. Say V. B. V. Say V. V. Victory.
Now say B.
B. No, can't do it. And I say, look, you can say like Chevy, right? Can you say the V? No, this can't do it. I mean, I can say it six times.
He could do it if you say.
No, he could swap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can turn. He
a
can
B
turn.
And a V.
Yeah, if you're trying to say you're driving a Volvo, he'll say Bobo. But if he's driving a Saab, it's going to be Saab. They're just doing that to screw with us at this point. Here's the whole thing. Like, I don't speak any other languages, but if you tell me in your language, whether it's Spanish or Hungarian, hey, here's this one starts with an H and this one starts with a V, I'll just say it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just parrot it.
Right.
I'll just parrot it. I can move my mouth. I don't care what your name is. I'll say it the same way you say it. What is that? The other language does not have the ability to parrot? All right. I'm disgusted with all of you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, as you get a little older, you get a little wiser, you learn to shut your trap.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, no, it's just one of those things, I'll tell you. This is something I would really like to impart to my young audience, which is shut up. Just don't gossip. Don't pass along stuff.
What happened?
Don't yap off. You'll get caught in the middle of stuff. Think about what you're saying.
People,
it's not going to help you.
People like drama, though.
People like drama, but they gossip. You know, someone tells them something and says, look, Drew, if you don't mind, just keep this on the QT. And then I find out a week later that you told engineer Chris, and now I'm angry at you. And by the way, you got nothing because all you did was pass it on to Chris. It's not like he gave you $50 for the information or anything. Just pow. Can't even get a free Starbucks out of that cheap brother of his over there. All right, the point is you have this impulse to do it around your wife too. You want to start to say something and then no, bad idea. Shh. Start get that voice like Fred Flintstone had Kazoo on his shoulder.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we got our. You get married, you have that voice going.
Dum dum
dum dum. Shh, don't say nothing. She was saying, boy, you know, I heard that Allie Landry and Mario Lopez are getting a divorce.
Really?
I said, yeah, I heard that too.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I said, they were married for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's crazy because they were together for like 5 years or 6 years. I don't know how long they were together. Years, number of years. What the hell? You're together for a number. Yeah, we like them both. They're both really nice. Been on the show individually and probably together a few times. And, they said he's a guy from ahead of class, and she's the Doritos chick.
Yeah.
And and so she's like, yeah, I heard, you know, he got a little something on the bachelor party, and that's, you know, that's what happened. And and she said, you know, makes sense if something like that happens. That's why you break up in the week number two after being together for 5 years. Someone finds out that someone crossed the line at the whatever. And I started to pipe up like, hey, listen, what a guy does is, you know, I was going to start that pipe up thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get a little handy or something? I mean, listen, you're about to enter the bowels of hell, okay? You're basically signing away your life for the next 50 years, okay? You can't get a little something. You know, like, I got all kinds of strong feelings about what you should be able to get.
No,
and then I start thinking about, hey, who's the pussy that ran this
guy? I know that's where you went next. You're going to kill him.
Okay, any guy went to my bachelor, if I find him, put a piece of rebar in his head.
See, I knew that's where you went next. I thought that's where you'd go first, in fact.
Now, my first impulse was, listen, what you do with the that's really,
said that to yourself.
Yeah. Can't count that as cheating. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Or if it is, here's what I'm saying. If you did what you did at your bachelor party just mid marriage, that's crossing the line. That's cheating. It's got to be downgraded. Like if you got a BJ,
you shouldn't be. People should not have any contact.
Quiet. If you got yourself a little hand action, let's say at your bachelor party, it should get downgraded to like kissing. In the relationship. You know what I'm saying? You got to downgrade. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I was going to start piping up with the...
Don't.
A guy's got to... Well, let him blow off a little. It's his life. And then the next one is, who told? Who ratted out? Oh, this person needs to be dealt with severely. Well, that's sat on that one too.
Well, that's actually the more serious thing is, you know, somebody's going to destroy a couple of people's lives with that information. I mean, admittedly, it was Mario's mistake. You know,
well, yeah. If the whole story's true, I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's the person that does the ratting out. Yeah. Yeah, they need to be dealt with. But on both fronts, I just, well, it's tough. Good kids. They'll land on their feet. All right.
That's a shame. That's too bad.
Yeah, well. Sarah?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yep.
Too bad about me having to sit on my tongue?
Not too bad about Mario and Allie.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Good kids.
And
good people. Sarah?
Yep.
17. Go ahead.
All right. I have a problem. My boyfriend, he can't keep his erection.
Hmm.
That takes all kinds.
Where? How old is he?
He's my age.
17.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been having sex?
Well, we haven't had sex.
You've been trying.
We tried to have sex, and like we were messing around. He got hard, but as soon as like it got to like us about to have sex, he like went limp.
Did you put a condom
True,
on?
True, please.
Did you put a condom on?
Did yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Some guys have a problem with the condom, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And he needs to basically practice that.
Yeah.
And or masturbate with a condom on so he gets used to that feeling.
It's not even that. Like, okay, today we were fooling around, and, like, he got hard, and, like, as soon as, like, I was about to, like, you know, give him oral sex, he went limp.
Ooh. Wow. We couldn't hang out, me and this guy.
Is he on
nothing time.
Is he on medication?
He's on, like, this stuff for ADHD.
Adderall?
No, it starts with a C.
Concerta.
Concerta. Concerta, that's it.
Yeah, that might be affecting him.
You think?
Yeah, yeah, it's possible.
So, wait a minute. He gets an erection, and then when it's time for a little oral pleasure, he goes limp.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the thing that some guys do when they get nervous at that crucial moment.
And then what happened? Was there any resuscitation of the penis?
How could you resuscitate if he can't tolerate the?
Well, what I'm saying is
did he recover?
No,
or is it all over?
No, did you attempt to do oral sex anyway?
Yeah, I tried to, and then it was like what? And it was just like nothing happened.
Okay, yeah, that's bad times, by the way.
Yeah. Bad, by the way.
Well, no, bad. I mean, it's one thing.
It's bad on bad.
I'll tell you what's bad on bad. It's like. It's bad to be killed. It's bad to be killed in a... Worse to be killed in a clown outfit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or dressed as a, you know, right. Carmen Miranda.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Worse.
Yes.
Worse to be in drag, like when you're killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But paramedics cutting a training bra off you while they're trying to resuscitate you. You know what I mean? There's certain things.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Not getting an erection is bad times.
Losing
the erection is bad times. Attempting to revive the erection with oral and having it not work out is really putting a shiny bright light on your inability to get an erection.
Well, here's the two most likely explanations for that. One is that the basically Ritalin is what he's taking, the stimulant. Mm-hmm. It's sort of working against him, which it can.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, that he is a super anxious guy. He's mm-hmm. very nervous about this whole thing. And then mm-hmm. when he gets into action, his penis becomes like the turtle into the tortoise shell.
Right.
It just retracts.
Right. Yeah. Bad times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may not be ready to have sex either. I mean, he may just be sort of not ready.
Yeah. One could surmise that. Julie.
Yes?
What's happening?
Well, my question is, a couple of months ago, I think I might have been, like, slipped something.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what, like, how I could tell, like, what the effects of that drug are.
Well, I'll tell you how you know your vagina hurts.
What happened? So what are the circumstances?
My roommate let this guy come back to our dorm room, and we had been drinking. And earlier that night, I'd been kissing him, but then we went to go to bed, and I started falling asleep, and he started, like, kissing my neck, and then kind of the next thing I knew, I was waking up the next morning, and there are a lot of things from that night that I can't remember.
Well, you were drinking. Maybe you blacked out from the alcohol.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I don't know if things, if it was like an alcoholic blackout.
It sounds like a blackout. Sounds like a blackout. Why do you need to use any more explanation than that?
Well,
alcohol is quite capable of inducing a blackout.
Well, it was different because it wasn't. This isn't something I've experienced before, and I've had more to drink than I did that night.
Do you think he had sex with you?
I'm not sure because I couldn't tell the next morning because I've only had sex like 4 times before. And I've never been sore from penetration before.
And were you sore this time?
No.
All right, here's the deal. Wait.
It doesn't sound like she's heading down the road there.
I know. Here's the deal. You blackouts will start occurring somewhere along the line when you are a drinker, and it may not be during your heaviest drinking episodes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a family history of alcoholism, you are more likely to start getting blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be part of your alcoholism. You may or may not have done something you didn't want to do sexually during that blackout. Let's assume you didn't. Let's realize that maybe this is more part of your alcoholism and evolution and take care of that and not focus on this particular episode because in all probability, you blacked out and went to sleep and didn't really probably do anything.
Yeah. Listen, I tell you, we were laughing about this the other week where I was in New York and I was working on something and I had some writer buddy of mine and he was vomiting. I needed him to work and he was vomiting. I was in his room and he was like vomiting. He was like, dude, I think I got food poisoning. And I'm like, what happened? Oh, I was out, you know, drank like 20 shots of Jaeger. I got in about 5 a.m. It's like, but I think I got food poisoning. And by the way, food poisoning didn't seem to be around 8 years ago. Now everyone's got food poisoning. Right. Every time someone throws up, it's food poisoning.
Right.
People get the flu and they vomit, and you go out boozing until 4:30 in the morning. You wake up the next morning, oftentimes vomiting.
Absolutely.
Food poisoning. And by the way, how can it be food poisoning? You didn't eat. All you did was drink.
Right.
All right. Julie.
Yes.
When you woke up, were you naked?
No, but I had... My underwear that I was wearing that night was off. I was wearing the pants I was wearing, but my underwear, which I had gone to sleep in, was off.
Well, hold on. Did you? So you went to bed in your pants and underwear?
Yes.
And when you woke up,
pants were on, underwear off?
Yes.
Seems like a tall order. So
in a blackout,
he could have.
Also, my roommate had seen him with, like, his hand down my pants and up my shirt, and she says that I look like I was asleep. And for whatever reason, she didn't stop what she saw. But that's
Were you abused at some other time in your life?
Yes.
Sexually abused?
Yes.
All right. Well, A...
Now it happened.
Now it happened.
Yeah.
B, you would pick an abuser. But more importantly, you having been a victim of abuse will be prone to sort of dissociate and check out, and the alcohol sort of supports all that. So you may have been sort of dissociated during this attack.
What happened in the past?
My father molested me when I was younger.
Great.
Wow.
Well, listen, Julie, here's the deal. Go to the student. You're at a university?
Yes.
Okay, go to Student Health Services, get a pelvic exam, make sure there's no infections.
I've done that.
How long ago did this happen?
3 months ago.
Oh, boy. Did you get the morning after pill at that point?
I tried to, but the hospital that was near me, they said they didn't have it and couldn't give it to me.
Well, you can always get it, 1-800-NOT-TOO-LATE. And the hospital, by the way, your student health services will have it. And then now you need to go to the health services again and ask for a mental health evaluation. And there are services there designed just for you, your age. Go ahead and take advantage of it. They're free. Every university has this.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Because this is just a reenactment of, you know, this is all dredging up all that stuff from the past, and you're going to get sort of post-traumatic stress reactions and have sleep problems and panic attacks. Let's get this taken care of.
Let me ask you, without being depressing, too depressing, being a survivor of abuse from the dad, sexual abuse, can you ever be right?
You never be the same.
Yeah, but well, what is the same?
You can be functional. You can be functional, you can have a decent life, and you can have relationships.
Is there always going to be a sort of a dark corner?
Yeah. Your brain will be functional a little differently.
Yeah. And you could actually Turns out you'd probably be more successful than
potentially
someone who wasn't fiddled with. That's
possibly
why I'm angry at my parents for not sexually abusing me.
Yeah, that's why deprivation is worse than actual abuse. At least abuse, you exist.
Yeah, I just have the 1,000-yard stare. Yeah, I know. At least if I was sexually abused, I would act out.
You'd have an act.
I'd be like Madonna or something. I'd be writing children's books acting in movies I had no business being in. I'd
be
putting myself in situations where I didn't really belong.
Yeah,
and demanding things. Yeah.
Be good times.
I'm going to work on that. I'll see my dad. I think he could sexually abuse me now. I don't think it'd be enough to kickstart the career, but it could motivate me.
It might make
me.
You like being on TV.
Might make, get me on TV.
Yeah, well.
All of a sudden, I got my own variety hour. Dad, come on, give it a tug. Come on, old man. You've never done anything. Now give it a tug.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Believe me, I'm not enjoying this any more than you, but let's do it. Let's get it over with. That's right. Put the latex glove on and use a little water-soluble lube. And let's go. Mom, you're next. Yeah, I really want to get the career going.
Yeah.
Because then before you know it, then I'll be like Al Jolson. I'll be up there tap dancing and spinning plates, telling long-winded stories. All right.
May still be too late.
I'll get my dad to sexually abuse me tomorrow. I think I can do it.
Good times.
Listen, hey, old man, you want me to lease you another Lexus? All right, start tugging. Get busy. No.
Somebody says, what's in it for me?
Not with the oral. Not with the oral. Come on. Just use the hand. Let's go now.
How much you want your career?
Yeah. Oh, really? Remember to take the leap to oral? Get that career going? All right. Josh?
Hey.
You're 19?
How you doing?
Good.
I got a Germany or Florida for you guys.
All right. Well, we got to hear our theme song first.
Floridians are crazy, it seems Germans are too. When it comes to effed up BS, there's nothing they won't do. So ask away, it's time to play, don't say I didn't warn ya. It's Adam Carolla's favorite game, Germany or Florida.
Yeah, we're retiring that one.
You know what you gotta do is you gotta have Dr. Drew rap one to the Missy Elliott song there.
Oh,
there we go.
Smart. All right, Josh.
All right, here we go.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
All right. After meeting each other in a local gay bar, two 24-year-old males became romantically involved with each other. After being together for a couple months, the two decided to be joined with a civil union. 3 weeks later, the talks arose about celebrating each other's birthdays together. The men then realized that they had the exact same birthdays.
Uh-oh.
While coincidentally looking through paper records that day, the men found out that they were born at the same hospital 12 minutes apart. The two found out that they were twin brothers separated at birth. 7 months later, they decided to break up with each other.
Ooh.
Germany or Florida?
7 months later?
Ooh.
7 months later.
Well, it took them a while to sort it all out, I'm sure.
I mean, did the cornholing cease after they found this out, or did they sort of taper it down?
I don't know, but that's a good question.
Nothing about cornholing in the article. Interesting.
Look up, Josh, cornholing?
Yeah, nothing.
No.
All right. Tough.
It's got to be Germany, right?
Got to be Germany.
We would have heard about it if we were Florida.
I feel like we would have. We're going Germany.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Josh.
Tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
All right, no problem.
Easy on the weed. Feeling good?
No, that wasn't the weed. That was a squirrely laugh.
That was squirrely. Yeah. All right, see if you can get laid. Different kind of laugh.
Find out.
All right.
Gotta know.
We gotta know?
Yeah.
And he probably hung up. Josh?
Yeah, God.
All right. Let's talk to Jim, who's 16. Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way.
I think how different those two voices are.
I know. Jim's 16, Josh 19.
Ew.
Let me say this. If I'd been, giving it to my boyfriend for the past number of months and then found out we were brothers separated at birth, there'd be a fountain of vomit coming out of me like someone ran over a fire
would
hydrant.
Or would you just go, oh, whatever?
At that point.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to reproduce something? No. We've been okay so far. If we hadn't known this, would have made any difference? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You've already crossed in.
Yeah. God's already PO'd about the whole homosexual thing. What are you going to do? Put you deeper into hell?
What if it was a girl?
If it's a girl. Now, if it's a girl.
There was no more vomiting.
No more vomiting. No. But let's see. If it was a girl, well, let's talk about this whole thing.
I don't know what to think of that. I don't know.
If it's a girl. I mean, see, you always think of the sort of biological part.
Yeah.
Like, well, what if you got her pregnant?
Right,
and then
that'd be a problem.
That'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
Not as big a disaster as people make it out to be, so right. I hear, but still a disaster. If you found out it was and it was a guy and there's no chance of reproducing, and then it's like, well, you're two people that don't really know each other.
Let's put it this way. What if you found out that a sperm donor or somehow a sperm donor surrogate got together,
mm-hmm.
and it was and they had two children who later got together
right.
and married or whatever.
Right.
Would that be a problem? Or became gay lovers. This is the two.
Right. Meaning it wasn't your mom and your dad.
It was an egg donor and a sperm donor.
Still weird to have the blood. Still weird to come from the same vaginal canal. All right. But
it's
anyway.
It's an interesting question.
It depends. You know, if the guy was really tight, I'd probably put up with it.
Takes all
you know what I mean?
Takes all kinds.
Jim?
Yeah.
16, what's up?
Okay, for some reason, I'm attracted to gothic chicks more than regular chicks, and I'm a normal guy. I mean, I like the gothic music, but I'm not into the whole dressing for myself. But on other chicks, it's really hot. And I was wondering why a normal person like me would, like, be interested in chicks like that.
By normal, you mean you don't have any stylistic distinguishing qualities.
Yeah, I'm just, like, just plain.
You're just grunge guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even grunge guys. It's nothing guy.
Yeah, but, like, I'm really, like, dominatrix chicks and like that. Really,
mm-hmm. Isn't that different than goth? Dominatrixes. You like the leather and the dominating females.
Eyeliner, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, some guys go for that.
I don't see the connection between the dominatrix and the goth, though, other than the damaged goods.
I think it's the extra. You mean physically in appearance?
Just
or emotionally? Yeah.
Appearance and a little emotion, not much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a little bit of the troubled girl, a little bit of the outsider, little thrill seeking there. Something a little edgy, something a little different. You know,
he must like the. What does the dominatrix look like that you're into?
Well, like, I don't know. Like really long black hair, like.
Some more goth appearing.
Yeah.
Do you date these women or you just look at them on the
internet? I have a girlfriend, and I'm trying to get her into goth.
Oh, my God. You're trying to turn her into something?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a little weird. She doesn't know it. I'm secretly doing it to her.
Oh, boy.
No, wait a minute. I don't know if I buy
this. Is that a problem, you think?
Yeah. See? Yeah. Bogus. We're going bogus now. Sorry, Jim. Sorry, buddy. Nice try. All right. That's bogus. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
First off, I'm going to announce that I'm going to try to convert my girlfriend into goth.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't know how you do. Hey, put this
Well, it's interesting. The dominatrix and goth doc did not go together for me at all. They're two
different
things.
That didn't go together.
Yeah.
Well, he in his mind, they went together.
Right. They're not the same
thing. They were confusing. And then, you know, when I asked him, well, where is your dominatrix girlfriend? Well, I got this girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to convert her. Is that okay?
That a problem?
Is that a problem?
Yeah. By the way, let's announce, let's be very clear. Whenever anyone says anything bizarre and then says, is that a problem?
Yeah.
Bogus. 100% of the time.
On hold for 90 minutes, by the way, to get that across.
Yeah, nice.
Let's see. We got to take a break. Fiance likes porn. She wants to watch, but only does it alone.
That's a new twist.
Not really. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a twist. She wants to participate, but he wants to be left alone with it. That's as opposed to... She's angry that he's doing it. Maybe there's a little bit of that in there. We'll see.
Mm, yeah, that's his time, sweetie. Mm. Know what I'm saying?
Should we skip that call then?
No. He screws up.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. We'll get to Alana. Alana?
Yeah.
Ooh. 22.
You hear that, Chris? See, Chris is learning.
Yeah.
Even he reacted.
He'll be up to 10:25 an hour in a few months. You keep listening, son. Alana?
Yeah.
You want to watch the porn with your boyfriend?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been together for like 2 years, and we're really comfortable with our sexuality and our sex life.
Hold on.
It's always trouble when I hear comfortable with our sexuality. Yeah. Although nice to hear from a 22-year-old. It's always tough when you have that 51-year-old chain-smoking chicks, like got big hands and knows it, but big around the ass. You're like, we're very comfortable with our sexual. Okay. Please don't stop. Keep the robe on. No. She's got that short cropped hair, and she's cleavage for days. But she doesn't think we can look anywhere else but the cleavage. All right, wearing the lipstick that's like two shades too dark. Very comfortable with my sexual. Okay. And has a thing too where the fact that she's a train wreck is all going to be trumped by the fact that she gives great oral. You know, like, hey, I don't care if I'm humping a stuffed moose. If they're doing a good job on me, I'll grab a handful of antler. We'll go. Yeah. All right. Easy, buddy. Drew gagging on the air. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Alana after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Alana is 22. Fiance likes porn. She wants to watch with him. He wants to do it alone. Alana?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been dating for 2 years. What were your relationships like before him?
Dated a lot of older guys, I guess.
Yeah. How old is he, this guy?
He's 27.
We were sort of hit with the little girl voice when you started talking to us at the very beginning.
I know a lot of people always mistake me on the phone. They always ask me, well, is your mom home?
Yeah. There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah, but her voice cleared up a little bit.
Oh, some treatment in there, maybe?
Mm. Any sexual abuse in your past?
No. Well, there's this thing with this, when I was 15, with this guy that was 30, but I had therapy and stuff for that, so.
That's why the clear-up part, that's what I said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, when I was 15, I was working one of my first jobs as a grocery bagger. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that's the only job that 15-year-olds can get. And there was a guy that worked there who was 30, and it just started out as kind of like flirting and stuff, and then eventually we ended up having this, like, I basically lost my virginity to him and
what do you mean? What do you mean basically lost your virginity?
Well, I lost my virginity to him and had a weird 9-month relationship, and then I broke it off, and then I started feeling really weird about it, and I started dating this one guy a couple months after I broke it off with the older guy, and the one guy kind of, you know, I opened up to him, and he got me to go to the rape crisis, and I did a whole police report on him, but that's
good. Good. So. Good job. All right.
It's nice. And did the guy get weird, the 30-year-old guy, when you broke it off with him?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, when you're 15, there's all that drama, like, oh, you know, I really love this person, but you have no idea what love is when you're 15.
Yeah.
And so there was all that kind of drama, but he got over it, and I ended up finding out with the police department that he had something like this similar, like this happened with him and a 12-year-old, but they didn't have enough evidence to prove it.
12-year-old.
Yeah. So he was obviously a predator, and I just fell prey to that.
And nothing happened to you before that sort of sets you up to be
a victim. That's the only thing.
That'll keep me up another half hour.
Nothing before that, huh?
No. I'm being real with you guys. I watch your show, and I wouldn't try and hide something.
All right.
No, we're just checking. It's all right. There were times we wouldn't believe that, and there are times we would. This is a would believe it.
How do you do? How you get along with your dad?
No, my parents went through a divorce last summer after about 20 years together, and he wanted me to pick sides, and I refused to, and so he kind of has shut me out of his life now. So we've only been fighting for about.
It takes all kinds. It's something I've always.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the question?
Well, the question is, my fiance, he likes to, you know, with this new internet age and everything, downloading's really convenient, and he downloads, I mean, I'm not kidding, like 900 or 1,000 videos of porn.
Whoa.
And some of it's
computer
like really,
hold all that.
Some of it's really offensive, like we're talking freaky weird stuff that I wouldn't even mention. Just think
what
of whatever
that?
The grossest thing you could think of and times that by 100.
Well, here's my are there kids involved with this?
No, right. Thank God, no. I would be running away screaming if that's what the
case
was.
Yeah, she wouldn't do that. All right, so he's downloading all this sort of deviant porn.
Right.
and letting and sharing that with you, at least.
Or
that,
not sharing it with you.
Well, not sharing the actual porn, but at least the knowledge that he's downloading the porn with you.
Well, no, I kind of, since we share a computer, he didn't really try to hide it, and I found it and was like, you know, I approached him. I said, well, is this the kind of stuff that you're interested in? And he was like, well, no, I'm just curious. Like, I just, you know. And I asked him, well, you know, some of it's really offensive. Why don't you just delete it when you see how disgusting it is? He's like, well, I don't know. And he just kind of avoids the whole conversation.
All right, all right. Well, what kind of stuff is it?
Well, like, weird insertion stuff and weird, like, like 10 guys with one girl, you know, fill every hole. Type of
okay. I just wanted to know where the guy stood.
Strangely, you could hang with this guy, but couldn't hang with the guy that was limp during the oral sex. That's nice.
All right. So,
quaint, Adam, quaint.
Look, here's the thing. Guys feel a little weird about the porn thing. And it's sort of like when their dad says, like, come on, son, I'll take you to a strip joint. Let you. It's kind of like, I want to go to a strip club. I like you, Dad. We can go to a ball game, but this feels weird. Because this is kind of my own thing.
It's an intrusion.
Yeah, and so do not try to get involved with him and his hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: by all means, you can set some limits and you can tell
boundaries.
Him the way certain things make you feel.
Yeah,
right.
And you know you're very even keeled about this stuff.
Yeah,
most our callers and listeners would not be
spinning about this. And you sound very appropriate. You call this disgusting and inappropriate, and so be it. It is.
Hmm.
And just ask him to kind of keep it.
Here's the other thing too. Fiance, you're 22.
Is it time for that?
Just take it, slow it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
And no need to get married. And by the way, all this stuff is a misdemeanor before you get married. It becomes a felony later on when you start having kids and you get locked in. And the guy's mincing around in your underpants. You know, you come home early from work one day. He's wearing your underpants.
Jeez.
He's telling you he's just curious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's what it is. Men and women. This courtship stuff. This is a test drive that's got to go on over a few years.
Yeah.
Or you got to be older, in which case you got to know a little more about how the car works.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get a lemon 6 months into it, and a lot of stuff doesn't present itself.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for a lot of people, when you get married at 19 or 20 or 21, they're just beginning to get into their ass at 20, 21. It's not hit its stride. For some people, it doesn't hit their stride until it's like 26, 27. It's like they're not busy growing and effing up. You want to know that all the eff up is out of them before it's time to actually put them into action.
Males especially.
Yeah.
Males
still got plenty of energy left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They still be spinning off in a certain direction. You may have just caught them at the very beginning of the spin cycle.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Emily? Oops.
No.
Oh, Alana, I think I hung up on Emily by...
Emily, you there?
Yeah, hi. Can
there
you hear
go.
Me?
What's happening? How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right, what's up?
Well, I actually called last week about the chances of getting pregnant if you take the pill continuously.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that weekend was not the first time that I had slept with this guy. But then that particular weekend, he voluntarily packed a bag and drove down to hang out with me. And he stayed Friday night and Saturday night and left on Mother's Day.
He voluntarily did that, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure it's not part of, some sort of a proclamation from the state where he had to work off a certain amount of community hours or something?
No.
You know, it's like a community service thing. That's happened to me.
But I just said, you know, you come down and hang out. And so he did, and he ended up, he was like, okay, I'm going to pack a bag and come down. And that surprised me, you know.
Why? Why does that surprise you?
I don't know. It was like, whoa, he wants to come and hang out with me.
I've got shepherds at home. It's like saying, hey, guys, come over here and hang out with these rib bones here. Just hang out. And I'm going to be surprised when they come running.
Yeah, guys pack the bag. They give a good loofah to the under sack area.
You should ask him to like swim to wherever you are, and he'd be there.
Especially the young guys.
Okay, well, I guess you think that, but then he has. I haven't heard from him since.
he didn't.
Since that weekend.
No, he hasn't called me.
Oh, boy. We need to give this young lady a primer on the mail.
Yeah.
She's very confused about how they work.
I've been
No,
so
no,
upset.
No. It's quiet. Shh. Okay. Adam, please help her.
This is...
You have to understand that males' brains work terribly differently than yours. Their motivational priorities different.
Yeah.
Different. To share an intimate weekend means zero. To many men under the influence of testosterone.
Yes.
It means sex. Yes. And when the sex ends, the weekend ends, and they go about their business.
Yes.
And that's it. It's a very specifically... oftentimes physical experience or even just visual.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean he doesn't like you. Doesn't mean he doesn't appreciative.
No, it doesn't mean he didn't enjoy himself as much as you enjoyed yourself for that weekend. It just means
different.
it doesn't mean to him what it meant to you. Different experience.
But the weekend before, I would have thought that I wouldn't hear from him again after that, because that was like the first time that I slept with him. And so then now... after he just comes down, I mean, it just surprises me that he would come.
Why did you think you wouldn't hear from him after the first time?
I don't know, because it just seems like something that would be more likely to happen.
Why was the weekend different than the first time?
Because that was way more like a booty call. It was like
the first time was.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a longer one for the weekend.
Yeah.
But then he came down.
All right. Look, everybody. Here's the thing. You cannot just deconstruct the course of events that took place in your short relationship. I've tried this many times.
Well,
you're trying to
force it into something that it wasn't.
Go, well, why would she say this and then do that? If she meant this, why did she say that? And plus... she said to me, or he said, now why would he call? I never called. The facts are the facts.
Look at the actions.
It's like combing over Princess Di's accident. Right. You know, I mean, you can do it a thousand
it's not
times.
Bring her back.
You know, if he hadn't been drinking, if she had left the hotel just moments later, if the paparazzi hadn't chased, do whatever you want. Do it a thousand times.
Doesn't change the outcome.
She's still in the coffin.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
And now if you can learn from it.
There you go.
If we can prevent further accidents from happening, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should be doing.
That's what we're trying to do.
But so. not trying to figure out why he's not calling. He's not calling because he's not interested.
We're not saying that all men are this way. We're not saying that men are bad because they're this way, even when this is the way they behave. But there's a set of motivational priorities in play that are different than yours. They just make the brain operate differently.
And it's not that there's anything necessarily wrong with you.
No, with her. No, no.
At all.
No, no.
I mean, this is the other thing that women look at.
What did I do?
Which is, if a woman found a guy that she was attracted to, that she wanted to have sex with, that she really liked, and then somehow had a fling with him over the weekend and dumped him, they would think, well, something's wrong with this guy.
Yeah, like, I found out something horrible.
I found out something. We don't find out anything horrible. Once in a while, a little smelly foo-foo or something like that. We don't find anything out. It's just, we're 23.
Yeah.
We're moving on. You know what we found out? We found out we had a good time. We also found out we could do this again with somebody else this time. Maybe more than one person. You know what I'm saying? Got a little power. Now we're moving on.
That's what guys are into.
That's it. And women, it's like, oh, they must have. Why would you? No.
How could it?
Yeah, nothing wrong with you.
Maybe he didn't really. No, he really did.
Yeah.
He had the experience you thought he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it meant something different.
Yeah. All right. Good times. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nelly Furtado's coming in here a little bit later in the week, and so is Newfound Glory. So we all got that to look forward to. I'm going to do the Family Guy this week, Drew. Yes.
What?
Well,
you got to help me. I want to be a voice.
So unacceptable. How much noise can you make with a single cup? Really?
I'm so upset. Please, come on. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, well... I told Seth MacFarlane, dear friend,
yeah.
I said, I'd really like to get Drew in on the Family Guy and see if he could do a voice or do something like that, because he's a huge fan of the show and his kids are big fans of the show. And Seth said, well, I listen to your show a lot, and he punches the mic too much and makes too much noise with his goddamn cup and talks to too many people.
Tell him I will be.
Off
I will
now,
be.
He said he's not a pro.
Oh, no, come on.
He's
come
not
on.
A pro.
Come on, give me
and
a
he,
chance.
And he said, you know what? This is a business. Do not kid yourself. That's what he said.
No, I know.
And he said, time is money, and if we bring Drew into the studio and he's punching the mic and slamming stuff down and getting people to fill out stupid surveys and stuff and not focused, well, we can't have that because this is a business.
This cannot be. I got to talk to him.
So I'm sorry, Drew.
I'll reassure him.
And I kept telling you. I kept warning you.
I'll bring my own special mic.
You wouldn't listen.
It can be punched and no one will hear it.
He said that the ship is already sailed.
I'll wear one of those, like, you know, the mitts that we put on demented people so they don't claw at themselves.
Gouge your own
eyes.
I'll
wear that the whole time I'm speaking.
All right. Well, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
I'm doing it Thursday. So we'll see.
I mean, I'll go down there with you.
That might be uncomfortable because... you know, Mr. Carolla can enter the building.
Yeah.
Drew,
yeah.
You have to wait out in the car.
Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, you can come down there. I'll find out where it is. I think it's in the same place. Brittany?
Oh, hi.
You're 21?
I'm having a miscarriage, and I was just wondering if I need to go to the doctor and get a D&C.
You're having one right now?
It started this yesterday morning.
That's a D&C, Drew.
Dilatation and curettage. They basically scrape out the uterus for the remains of whatever is left behind after a miscarriage.
It's D&C.
D&C. Dilatation and curettage.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah. Brittany, are you bleeding a lot?
Yesterday I really was.
Okay, maybe you should go to the hospital right away.
I'm sorry?
Maybe you should go to the hospital right away.
How far along were you?
I was like 2 or 3 weeks late, so pretty early.
Oh. All right. Well, Drew, now what about that if it's just a number of weeks? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In terms of
the
further you get along, the more dangerous?
I don't know if that's true. It's obviously more disruptive, but the risks of bleeding and that kind of thing are still there all the way along.
All right.
And obviously, Brittany's got a lot of bleeding. So, I mean, if your bleeding continues through the night, you've got to go to the hospital tonight.
Okay.
All right. Brittany?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I can't hear her.
Is the phones particularly bad tonight?
Everybody's cutting off, including Brittany.
Brianna?
Yeah?
We're going to stay with
the
pregnancy theme here tonight.
Yeah. What's up?
I was told by the doctors that I have a terrible pregnancy and that I have to go in for a termination, and I'm not sure how to go about that without insurance. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they take you right then? That's a medical emergency.
Because I was in Texas at the time, and I'm from California, and their medical insurance is different. Like, you have to pay to visit a doctor there, and I had no money on me. I was just visiting, and I had no money in order to pay for anything, and I had no ID on me.
Where were you?
In Texas.
No, the people cannot turn. No, that's not true, Brianna. Come on. They didn't tell you to go away.
No, because I had no money to pay for that visit, and I had no ID on me.
They cannot turn you away for emergency care.
Really,
ID or not.
Can't.
They cannot do that.
And, well, maybe this isn't emergency care. I mean, this, the tubal...
Did they say you need to get an evaluation to see that you might have a tubal pregnancy?
No, they told me that it was tubal.
You can own that facility.
Well,
that's bizarre.
Here's the thing. The egg is in your tube.
And it's expanding, it'll rupture.
As it expands, as it develops, because you're pregnant, it's going to rupture the tube.
And you could die within minutes.
How much does one grow a day?
I don't know the amount, but I would think if you're getting pressure in the tube, you probably have a matter of days left.
Are you having pressure?
You're having pain
I've
and bleeding?
I've had a lot of sharp pain, but comes and goes.
Well, if it ruptures, you could die within minutes.
Really?
Yes. And so you need to go get this taken care of immediately. Why are you waiting now?
Because I have no medical insurance or anything.
It doesn't matter. Wherever you show up, they will either get you to county or they will care for you. I don't know where the people believe that they can't get... Have you heard of people dying because they couldn't get medical care?
Not in this country.
No, it doesn't happen. You have people maybe get not what they want or not the kind of, you know, they're looking for, this kind of thing, or making it to wait a long time. But you go anywhere, you will get care. And this is an emergency. You go now, okay?
I go to County USC.
Okay.
Buena Park. Go to Irvine.
Go to
UC Irvine. They will take care of you.
Yeah. Now, if you want to get to County USC, you follow the trail of hobo vomit. You turn right at the used syringe, and you're there.
That's why people don't like to go to SC.
Oh, my God. I just sat there. I've actually, before I had insurance, pulled myself up and out of a few, sat in emergency rooms for a couple hours and then just sort of picked myself up and dragged myself home just for, well, at least I'll die in dignity amongst loved ones. County USC, I went down there. I was down there for, the strange mindset that goes on in there is after waiting for a while, you're praying that there's a break or something's actually wrong. Let's just hope it's not a severe sprain.
Yeah.
No, it's like
I'm sitting here
for 4 hours. Yeah. When I look at that X-ray, I want to see air between those bones.
Yeah.
I want to see a big gap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Let's show everybody. We're gonna take a little extendo break, and we'll be back tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I got stuff up my ass in that car. Like, mm-hmm. It's right on top of you. I mean, you're... Hey, Drew, you want to get my car?
Not if things go up your ass.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.